This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, I'm Troy Intik. Welcome to Live and Learn. Have you ever witnessed a crime scene or come across a suspicious situation and wish you had a direct line to the police? Well, the Royal Malaysia Police wants to give you that option with the launch of a new app. It's called Volunteer Smartphone Patrol, or VSP for short. And here to tell me more is Assistant Commissioner of Police Chu Bun Hu, Bukit Aman's Crime Prevention and Community Safety Department. ACP Chu, welcome.
Thank you.
Let's start with that then. How did the idea for an app like this come about?
Basically, VSP is a platform for the community and the police to collaborate in crime prevention and curbing social disorder. So basically, one needs only to follow three simple steps to use the app. First, of course, to download the app. Second, obviously, you need to install it. And thirdly, you need to send us information. That's it. Three steps, simple steps, where the public actually can find it from Google Play Store, Apple App Store, and Windows Phone App Store. And what you need to do is really, the app is free. When basic information of the user is just phone number, you need to only give me your nickname, your state of registration. Obviously, we need the state. Yeah, the state of registration, nickname, and of course, the category, whether you are general public or we are from IM4U or from RELA or whatnot. There is a code in that. So what you need to do is just tell us your basic information. Then you are up and running.
Why is that necessary, whether you're a public or from RELA or from...
It's for us internal control, actually. The data is for us to control merely from which segment of the society you're from. That's it. And no special inclination.
Okay. So that's how it works. Yeah. But how did the idea for it come about? Why a smartphone app?
You see, basically, if you want to send complaint to the police, you can send me by letter, by SMS. You know, you can actually launch through the Facebook. But this is something new that we are going to use. We want to capitalize the technology today. Today, technology, basically, we are talking about smartphone. Basically, we have about 11 million smartphone users recorded. The figure is until last year, but I believe this figure is growing. So if you have so many users of smartphone, why not use the facility, use the features of smartphone? So that you can be closer to the police, sending complaints, sending any information to the police, so that we can take swift action. As I say, this is a very good collaboration, a smart partnership. Use the technology in a smart way to assist the police. This is the whole idea.
Yeah. What kind of complaints can user submit?
Basically, you can talk about crime. You witness a crime. Yeah? You can see traffic offenders. You can see some social disorder. You may see somebody maybe, brutal to the wife or even to the kids and so on. Yeah? And you can talk about even narcotics crime. Right? So you can send all these misconducts and so on to the police. No problem. We will see it. We will see whichever department we got sent to. There are two categories of complaint. One is immediate action. One is deferred action. So immediate action, we will take immediate action, sending our patrol car, to go to a scene of crime. But deferred action, we always refer to other departments. Okay? Within the police, we have so many departments taking action. Example I give you. If you see some places which is dark, where you need extra lighting, you can always make a complaint. Then, of course, we will channel to the local authority. That's how things work. So we should not be working in a silo, but we are working in a big team, using smartphone to assist the general public.
How many of your officers are manning the channels when someone submits a complaint?
Yes, you talk about manpower. Let me explain to you the scenario. We have what they call the MCC, CCC, and the DCC.
I need you to explain what all those
I will explain that. MCC in Malaysia Control Center. CCC stands for Contingent Control Center, which is State Control Center. We use the term contingent. And, of course, District Control Center, which is DCC. So by having this level and these places are all manned 24 hours. So we have 24 manning. We have all the people in place. We have also a secretariat taking care of the VSP to actually go through all the complaints. So mind you, we are talking about all complaints will be addressed to. Mm-hmm. So far, we have quite a number of complaints. We are actually taking action swiftly. As I said, we have deferred action, we have immediate action. anything that we need immediate detection, always the radio car will be deployed, the motorcycle patrol will be deployed, investigator will be deployed. But anything which is needed not so fast attention, like your complaint of street lights, we can defer next day or day after, then we'll go and deal with it later accordingly. And the department concerned will be notified. Say you see a group of people, riding the motorcycle in a not so proper manner, I would say, then you don't see them immediately. They do it occasionally. You give information to police. We will send our traffic to do some surveillance and do some action, you know. So this action is not immediate. It's deferred. So we will notify our traffic department to do so. Yeah.
Is there a commitment or a guarantee that you will respond to each and every complaint? Because not every complaint is going to be useful, isn't it? Some people might send in prank complaints.
So we will actually view every complaint as important as it is. We cannot just let the tempting go. The application works this way. When you send me a complaint, there will be a notification to you. And then, as I said, depending on the complaint, if immediate, then immediately we will take action and we will notify you. If it's a deferred way, then of course we will take some time to investigate and then get the thing settled and inform the user as well. So let it put this way. It is going to be a two-way communication. It cannot be one way. So we want to engage the general public. The general public is giving us information. So likewise, we have to actually explain to them, tell them that, look here, we have actually taken action what you have complained to us, and we thank you for that. You see the point? That is how we work. We cannot be actually taking information and then left you in the dark. You don't know what is going to happen next. And next day, you won't give me any information.
Yeah. What has been the feedback? I read reports that you have more than 700,000 downloads so far, and you plan to increase it to 3.5 million within 2 years. What has been the feedback from the people who have been using it?
Since the launching, we have received so far 17,369 until 15th of August information. This is quite a big figure, 17,000 informations. And of course, various activities, crime activity, narcotics, traffics, whatnot. And also, so far, we have 792,000 users registered. As you mentioned, it's quite a big figure, and we have a lot of things to do, a lot of promotion like this to do, to make sure the general public join us. Bearing in mind that, as I mentioned just now, we are 11 million and more smartphone users. So when we set the target 3.5, I do not think that is a bombastic figure, right? So hopefully the general public will come in and join us in sharing with us their information. Whatever they see which is not so proper, they can channel to us. We will investigate. Rest assured that we will actually try to address all the complaints.
So 17,000, right?
Yeah.
I was reading another report about how the 999 phone line, millions of phone calls, but only 1 or 2% are genuine emergency. For those 17,000 complaints that came in through this app, how many are genuine threats?
I wouldn't say genuine threats, no, but we have divided that into obviously a few categories. Crime, it can be petty crime, can be even serious crime. I'm divided into narcotics, to complain about a lot of people, drug abuse and so on. And we are talking about traffic, quite a lot of traffic offences. There are a lot of seen people do all this, all the things they are not supposed to do on road, so they will send a complaint. And of course, I do not have the breakdown now, but I'm telling you that these are the three major categories where people complain. To say that whether this is important or not, and so as I mentioned, each and every complaint is important to us. I do not think that at this point in time, from the record we have since a few months down the road, not much of a crank call. All are quite genuine. All are quite genuine, which I think I would thank the general public for giving us good information for us to act on. Basically, we are working hand in hand, a win-win situation for us to actually settle their grouses, their problem. And we get the problem settled, they become happy. And you must understand that the whole concept is be safe and feel safe. when they channel information to us, we take action promptly, swiftly, and we actually communicate with them. So there is a two-way communication. They will getting safer, feeling safer and safer as time goes by, because someone is listening to them. That is important, I suppose. We cannot be, you know, asking people to send us information and we don't care about it. So whether it's good piece of information or bad piece of information, is still information. We will deal with it each and everyone. We now choosing good and bad. You know, that's how we go. Yeah. So don't worry about this. I would say that you should not abuse the system. Yeah, you should not abuse the system. I believe there are many crank calls, I think 9994 kind of thing. You see people abuse until to the stage that you come up with TV and tell people not to do this and that. You know. We have not came to that. I hope you don't come to that.
I'm speaking today to Assistant Commissioner of Police Chu Bun Hu about the Volunteer Smartphone Patrol app. After a short break, I'll ask him about the risk of our data being compromised. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9. You're listening to Live and Learn. My guest today, Assistant Commissioner of Police Chu Bun Hu from Bukit Aman's Crime Prevention and Community Safety Department. We're talking today about an app the Royal Malaysia Police launched in March called the Volunteer Smartphone Patrol. So as the name implies, it's the Volunteer Smartphone Patrol. And with an app like this, I think it's very tempting for a bystander to, if they come across a snatch theft or if they see a potential crime about to take place, to take out their phone, video it, or take a picture, and in the hopes of, you know, helping the police in their investigation and nab the criminal. But what would you recommend smartphone users use? Are they putting their lives in danger when they whip out their phone and try to capture evidence of the crime taking place?
Yes, I believe this is a very good question. And you ask me, my personal opinion is that I would strongly agree that safety always comes first, regardless what. And that is my statement, and I stand by it. Yeah? You cannot be very over-zealous. You know, when you see some crime happen, you straight away go and send photo. I do not think that should be the behavior. You know what I mean? You know, you have to put yourself, safety is always first, regardless what happened. But of course, as far as this smartphone patrol is concerned, the application concerned, we only take in text. We can take in text, we can take in video stream, we can take in photo. And we can also record the coordinate where you are supposed to be. Right? If you, let's say, happen to witness a crime, which is actually very rare. Malaysia is very safe, actually. Yeah. If you happen to, then what you need to do, you can send a simple text. And then the moment you enter, your coordinate will be there. Yeah, there's no issue. Then we will get it. Or simply give us a call. So a certain time, as far as concerned, when you use app, you can always, you are using app actually as a compliment, you see. When you talk about phone, you talk SMS, you talk about text, you talk about video stream, you talk about sending letter, all this mode of communication are complementary each other. Complementing each other is complementary in nature. So if you see something where you need to send us immediately, you can send us simple text will do, or call us will do. So always put yourself, as far as safety, put your safety first. Do not rush in. That is my advice. And again, you see, what I'm trying to say is that as a whistleblower, we consider you as a general public sending information to the police in any crime, is we are calling you as a whistleblower. As far as whistleblower is concerned, your identity is hidden. We will never drag you to the court of law. Don't worry about that. And that is, again, people are worried, you know, where you drag me to the court and so on. Let's say, no. Whistleblowers Act is protecting the information giver. And so, physically and also in the court of law, you are not liable. Don't worry about that.
But yeah. You have information about us because we use the app, where we were, our phone numbers.
Right. Of course, we have your basic information, your nickname. Of course, I want to find your name is there because your telephone number with us. But of course, at certain point in time, you got to trust the authority, right? Yeah, when you buy a phone, you register your phone, the telco is having your information, right? Yeah. So on that score, yes, I agree, we have information, but we will never expose your information. Insofar as the Act is concerned, we are not supposed to. So you are protected by the Act, by the court of law.
Speaking about this trust, because we are giving a significant amount of our data to the app, is there a risk that this data could be hacked or be compromised? How are you handling the data that the users are giving you?
As I said, this data actually is in our server. So we have purchased a server. It's under our control. Of course, the vendor is handling the server. And of course, as far as hacking concerned, you have to be actually, you have to trust the system for that. Yeah? Yeah? We have all these firewall and so on to protect the data. And of course, your data, you must understand, the only possible data that people can get is your phone number. But your name is only, we only allow nickname. And we encourage nickname. We don't need, you want to remain anonymous. So we only take your nickname. Yeah? And of course, where the state where you register. That's almost all we have from you. Yeah. So if you really talk about your data within the telco itself, so the telco themselves is actually secure.
Because you have a balik kampung feature in the app.
Right,
so
right,
people
right,
are
right.
reporting to yeah. through the app to yeah. the police that yeah. they will be away and the house will be empty. So yeah. they're relying on the petrol patrolling their neighborhood.
Yes. So far, we use it this year for a few festive reasons. You know, they are very encouraging. People don't have to, actually, people don't have to go to the police station anymore to submit form. Or some of them, we have called the police. No more. You just send an app, we are ready. We have got your information. We are there to protect your houses, your property. As far as this year is concerned, Balik Kampung, we register zero crime. Zero crime for those who registered with us. So I believe it's an achievement for our Balik Kampung module, you know.
Throughout the country?
Throughout the country, yes, throughout the country.
You mentioned earlier that Malaysia is a very safe place. Popular perception might not agree with that. Maybe I can get you to expand on why you believe that.
I would think that social media plays an important role here, you see. You see, give you an example. One case happened and people blast it in Facebook. As though the whole country is having the case. Right? I believe you have to see that the negative impact of social media as opposed to the positive side. Normally, good things people don't see. You see? Bad thing, you spread the whole, flood the whole Facebook in no time. See? So we should be part of the process to explain to the general public that Malaysia is relatively safe and look at the crime rate. 47% of the crime reduced. I think for a period of 7 years, we have 47% reduction of crime. That's a fact, cold fact. So, but even with the cold fact, but it was overshadowed by maybe the overzealous social media users. I suppose that is one of the contributors. But then again, we have to counter it by having this app, by having a lot of promotion and so on, telling people, look here, Malaysia is not that bad after all.
How much did it cost to produce an app like this?
I can give you this the costing. It's about 1.6 million actually. And you must understand the cost involved the development of an app, involved the purchase of the server, involving 3 years of support, and involving migration of data. Bearing in mind, we have about 600,000 data from the former Rakan Corp. application.
What is the Rakan Corp?
Rakan Corp was launched in 2005, SMS-based complaint system. I would think that, I would agree, I think everybody knows that VSP has got more feature. We have video stream, we have pictures, we have textual, but Rakan Corp is only having SMS those days. The state-of-the-art technology those days was SMS. Now we have better features. So we are capitalizing on the new features. So we migrate the data across. So you have to see the migration and then the 3 years warranty, 3 years support. So that is what the cost is all about. As we have gone through the whole process of procurement, which actually, and we have compared three vendors actually. And this one came to be the cheapest. And that's why we came to this figure. For the next 3 years, we're going to spend 1.6 million plus by the server cost, whatnot.
Is an app like this a common feature in police forces around the world?
Yeah, I suppose we have many countries using similar app. I believe everybody is jumping into the bandwagon of technology anyway. You are talking about Hong Kong police, you are talking about Singapore police, you are talking about Indian police and French police, Southern Australia and some of US states. We have actually searched around. And there are some similarity and differences, but basically using technology to actually work together with general public is there. We are not off tangent, I suppose.
During the launch of the app, yeah. The police released a statement saying that you hope this app will inculcate a, quote, community policing-oriented society, unquote.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Okay, let me explain a bit about community policing-oriented concept. This is a concept where the policing is community-centric rather than police-centric. So when I say that community policing with conventional policing. Conventional policing means the police doing the patrol and so on, you know, all the job done by the police. But community policing is whereby the job is done by the general public on a volunteer basis. I give an example. If the general public were to patrol their own housing scheme, that is a very good example of community policing. And they may join community policing association. They may join this network, neighborhood watch scheme. They may actually form residents association and what other association to actually work together with the police to curb crime, basically in a localized manner. We are talking about whenever you have these local groups running their own community safety, that is the concept where community policing is in place. That is where I suppose when you have this small group is doing the work and you make sure the small localized area is crime-free, let me put it this way, it's just like the concept of the ripples that create the tidal wave. We need all the small ripples. You understand that small wave add together become tidal wave. This is where the whole community policing concept is all about. Yeah? So as far as VSP is concerned, back to VSP. VSP is also a form of patrolling. Everybody is on the move with a handphone. Yeah? When they can move around with a handphone, you are talking about a whole large pool of society is monitoring the situation for us. And what they do is just give us one or two thinkers on certain things, on crime, on narcotics, on traffic. Then we take swift action. That is where the whole country is having a big pool of patrolmen. This is what the smart way is all about. This is what the concept of volunteer smartphone is all about. Yeah.
From the thousands of complaints that you've received so far, are there any trends that you're seeing, patterns? Are there areas of hotspots where you see complaints are coming in constantly?
So far, I suppose this thing come from major cities, as far and more mostly it is where you talk about a lot of traffic congestion and so on. People are still quite concerned about traffic in a sense. So the major pattern will be coming from traffic cases.
Right.
Yeah. And we hope to see more other things as well. And I mentioned to you, social disorder is a big thing. It may not be only for the police to handle, but whenever the report comes, we will channel to the respective organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So traffic, people driving on emergency lanes.
Why not? Why not? Exactly. This is what the main point is, right?
What's the penalty for that?
If penalty, I suppose you have mentioned the 2,000 ringgit maximum fine. I don't want to quote the recent case. Right?
So one of the things that the police have talked about a lot is the resources are finite, right? You can't be policing an area constantly 24 hours.
Yeah.
You think crowdsourcing and apps like this are the future of policing, using of cameras and people volunteering information about their neighbourhood?
I suppose the word crowdsourcing is really quite technical, but put it in a very simple crowdsourcing. To me, my understanding of crowdsourcing is you need a crowd, you need outsourcing. These are the two terms joined together, become crowdsourcing, right? So as far as VSP is concerned, we have a crowd. All the registered members, I would consider they are our crowd. Then now, in terms of patrolling, I'm outsourcing to the general public. That is where our general public, there's a crowd doing the patrolling. What more can I say about crowdsourcing? This is a classic example of crowdsourcing used by the police. Application of crowdsourcing using within the police force. Right? I suppose technology is something which is growing every day. Yeah? When you have new technology, you incorporate into the application. So I suppose this is not here. It should not stop here. It should proceed further. As and when technology comes by, we have to buy in the technology. We cannot be living outside the technology. We have to live within the technology. That's what crowdsourcing is the key thing now. We have to actually climb the bandwagon of crowdsourcing. That's what we are doing now. Right?
So you are from the Crime Prevention and Community Safety Department. Can I maybe get you to tell me what the work that the department do, and is there a difference between crime prevention and crime fighting?
Our department basically talk about prevention. As opposed to, as you mentioned, crime fighting, possibly the thing already happened, then we will get into the investigative aspect. So you can see crime preventive and investigative. You see? So my department is talking about prevention. So as far as we are concerned, we get into all kind of processes, all kind of jobs that is actually linked towards prevention. Example, like we are talking about, I mentioned just now, community policing concept. This is very good prevention where the community work hand in hand with the police. That is one aspect we are looking into. Another aspect is, of course, our mobile patrol vehicles, our motorcycle patrol units, our patrolmen, you know. In fact, our tourist police, they are all doing preventive job in nature, going around and checking. As opposed to the other side where investigative, where crime happen, then you really investigate. That, I would think, and you maybe say that is crime fighting, I would think that is investigative in nature. That is aftermath of a crime. We are talking before the crime happened. And obviously, police also, we do have syndicated crime where we have specific tasking for a certain group of people, very specialized syndicated crime. So you can see the pattern now. We have prevention of crime. We have syndicated crime where a specific group is doing. We have investigator to investigate crime when after it happened. So it's quite a complete package here.
Is it a very big department because you need people on officers on the front line to patrol neighborhoods?
Yeah. As I said, my department, crime prevention, we are talking the preventive aspect. We are not talking about syndicated crime. We are not talking about the investigative nature. We have the NCID, CCID, and the CID to do all the investigation, to do all the organized crime. Our job is basically crime prevention. Crime prevention, as I mentioned, there are two main modes, which is number one, conventional way, where the police is doing the job. We are promoting what we call as community-based policing, community-oriented manner, whereby the community is roped in to assist the police. That's how things work. And we have, you talk about strength, now we have about more than 10,000 officers and men within the department.
So within the department, you are the Assistant Director of Integrated Collaboration. What is integrated collaboration?
Well, my job is inclusive of actually collaborating with organizations, collaborating with associations to actually see what are their needs, you know, for us to actually work together. We need to work hand in hand, you know. So that is my basic tasking.
Can you give an example of how a successful collaboration?
Okay, maybe I'm talking about our biggest collaboration, you know, Malaysian Crime Prevention Foundation, MCPF, is a very good example where the foundation itself is there to actually assist us and work together with the police, hand in hand, funding, whatever, you know. And we do have this collaboration with this, you know, there's a handphone dealers where they work together with us, yeah, so that, you know, when people sell their second-hand phone, it could be possibility is stolen and so on. So we work with them to actually try to register those second-hand phones. Huh? And why not we have this, you know, master key. master key where, you know, when they are supposed to be on the ground, whenever you have your door jammed, then they will come in to open up your door and so on. They are all these master key specialists. And we work together with them so that whenever there is any reported cases, we can actually get first-hand information. Yeah? These are some examples. You know?
Do you see technology like smartphone as a threat or an opportunity to help in police work?
The way we actually propagating actually is helping us. If the general public, you know, we talk about the spirit of volunteerism, spirit of actually trying to actually improve the security of the country, is positive sign. It's good. But I worry that there may be some abuse, like you are talking about sending crank calls. So wasting our resources. We will investigate and found out nothing happened. So it could be both ways. But I'm skewed towards the positive sign. But believe me, I suppose we should be more positive than negative.
Would you have a final message? How do we stay safe? And what's the fastest way to get to you?
So my word of advice is that use the technology in a wise way. Do not abuse it. Make good use of it. Be our eyes and ears. Be our collaboration partner. And also together we live up to the motto of police and the public are inseparable.
So the Volunteer Smart Patrol app is available on all platforms, no matter what operating system you're using. ACP Chu, thank you very much for speaking.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Live and Learn, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.